The President's remarks upon the announcement of the resumption of nuclear testing in the atmosphere. From the President's office in the White House, November 2nd, 1961.
The United States is carefully assessing the current series of nuclear tests being conducted by the Soviet Union. I do not have to dwell on the irresponsible nature of these Soviet actions. The Soviet Union has shown its complete disregard for the welfare of mankind, first by breaking off the nuclear test cessation negotiations at Geneva, which had been underway since October 31st, 1958, and second by contemptuously exploding in the atmosphere a large number of weapons ranging into many megatons, including a device which by their own admission exceeded 50 megatons. I do not suggest that we can dismiss these Soviet nuclear tests as mere bluff and bluster. To a certain extent, this does enter into the Soviet campaign of fear. But these tests are no doubt of importance to Soviet leaders and scientists in developing and improving nuclear weapons. This much can be said with certainty now. First, in terms of total military strength, the United States would not trade places with any nation on Earth. We have taken major steps in the past months to maintain our lead, and we do not propose to lose it. Secondly, the United States does not find it necessary to explode 50 megaton nuclear devices to confirm that we have many times more nuclear power than any other nation on Earth, and that these capabilities are so deployed so as to survive any sneak attack and thus enable us to devastate any nation which initiates a nuclear attack on the United States or its allies. It is essential to the defense of the free world that we maintain this relative position. In view of the Soviet action, it will be the policy of the United States to proceed in developing nuclear weapons to maintain this superior capability for the defense of the free world against any aggressor. No nuclear test in the atmosphere will be undertaken, as the Soviet Union has done, for so-called psychological or political reasons. But should such tests be deemed necessary to maintain our responsibilities for free world security, in the light of our evaluation of Soviet tests, they will be undertaken only to the degree that the orderly and essential scientific development of new weapons has reached a point where effective progress is not possible without such tests, and only within limits that restrict the fallout from such tests to an absolute minimum. In the meantime, as a matter of prudence, we shall make necessary preparations for such tests so as to be ready in case it becomes necessary to conduct them. In spite of the evidence, which shows very clearly that the Soviet Union was preparing its own tests while pretending to negotiate their cessation at Geneva, the United States maintains its determination to achieve a world free from the fear of nuclear tests and nuclear war. We will continue to be ready to sign the nuclear test treaty, which provides for adequate inspection and control. The facts necessary for such a treaty are all evident. The argument on both sides have all been made. A draft is on the table, and our negotiators are ready to meet.